In other news, NPR is following today. In Afghanistan, a videotape was shown today on Arab television of three kidnapped United Nations election workers. According to the Associated Press, Afghan officials believe they were abducted by a Taliban splinter group. The UN workers are from Ireland, the Philippines, and Kosovo. And in Iraq, a headless body wrapped in an American flag was recovered Saturday in an insurgent-controlled area of Baghdad. The Japanese foreign minister in Tokyo was quoted as confirming that the victim was a 24-year-old man from southern Japan. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi denounced the killing and vowed not to give in to demands by militants to withdraw Japanese forces from Iraq. In fighting this weekend, eight U.S. Marines were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded on the outskirts of Fallujah. It was the deadliest single attack against U.S. military forces in nearly 6 months. Another Marine also died in combat near Fallujah yesterday. According to wire service reports, it was not clear whether that death was caused by the same car bomb. Elsewhere around the country, at least 25 Iraqi civilians died Saturday in a series of incidents, including a car bombing and a rocket attack. This past week, researchers at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University reported finding that more than 100,000 Iraqi civilians have died as a direct or indirect result of the conflict that has followed the invasion of Iraq. The study, published in the British medical journal The Lancet, placed the number of deaths among Iraqis much higher than has previously been believed. The website iraqbodycount.org estimates the death toll among Iraqi civilians as ranging between 14,000 and more than 16,000. Hopkins researchers determined their estimate of the death toll among Iraqis by taking the death rate from before the war and comparing it to the rate since the war began. Iraqbodycount.org reaches its estimate from published reports.